Here's a friendly suggestion. Those beautiful views deserve some new frames. Custom designs and superior service make getting new windows a work of art. A free, no-pressure renewal by Andersen consultation is just a call or click away. When it's time to talk windows, we'll bring the wisdom. Renewal by Andersen.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hello, Tony. My name is Aisha, and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have experienced odd occurrences all my life. My mother has, my grandmother has. So we've kind of grown to accept things that happen that are out of the ordinary. We wouldn't call ourselves psychic or spiritual. It's just things happen. So I have a million and one stories, but I am going to tell you two very short stories. Both of them occurred in Eastern State Penitentiary. A few years ago, when Eastern State did their very first Terror Behind the Walls, it was a very different attraction than it is now. Essentially, what they did was give you some flashlights and send you on your way through the penitentiary and just let you, you know, do your own thing. You just couldn't go past cell blocks or areas that were cordoned off because Eastern State is a ruin. So you can easily get hurt. It is kind of falling down. But me and my best friend just were hanging out, wandering around the cells. She was actually walking in front of me, and we were talking, laughing and joking, stopped, silent, to the point I ran right into the back of her. And I said, well, you know, what's wrong? And she kind of shushed me, and she kind of whispered, look over my shoulder and tell me what you see. Down the cell block, in a part of the cell block that was cordoned off, we watched a shadow poke its head out of the cell, kind of walk into or onto the catwalk, kind of look at us, and then go back into the cell. So we kind of thought, okay, that was odd. Maybe it was just somebody playing a trick or whatever. We didn't really pay attention to it. We paid attention to it, but we couldn't go investigate any further. So we said that was kind of odd. And like I said, we kind of were silent for a minute and then wandered on about our business. We ended up where cell block 4 is, which is notoriously haunted. And we could hear passing the cell block people talking, but we knew there was nobody or there wasn't supposed to be anybody there because cell block 4 at the time was strictly cordoned off. There was nobody allowed in there. It had like the doors and everything, but we could hear people talking, like men arguing. So that kind of freaked us out. So we backed up and we immediately left at that point. But before we left, we kind of talked to one of the guides or one of the people that are there to help with the attraction. And we said, you might want to go check cell block 4 because I think it might be people back there playing around. And we know that's, you know, a part of the ruin that is very dangerous. And so the tour guide kind of looked at us or the helper kind of looked at us and she said, well, that kind of happens all the time. People come to us and tell us that they hear people all the time. That was one of the worst cell blocks. So if that's what you heard, then that's kind of what you heard. She didn't want to be dismissive of it, but she didn't want to, you know, cause an alarm if that kind of happened all the time. So that was the first time we went to Eastern State. The second time we went to Eastern State, it was a few years later. We went, it wasn't Terror Behind the Walls. It was just a regular tour. And it was about twilight. And we were just wandering around, reading the plaques next to the cell and, you know, whatever, all the goings-on at that time. I walked away from my best friend for maybe a minute or two, but I kept her in my peripheral. We never wanted to be but too far away from each other. I turned to my right to see where she was because she wasn't there. I thought she had walked away from me. Here, I had seen somebody walk between us and stand between us to the point that it kind of blocked her away, like it blocked her out, like I couldn't see her at all. Once I turned to really look, it was a man in, like, I guess, old prison uniform, or what I thought was prison uniform. And I went to say something to him or just look at him, and he walked right through the wall. And I turned around to my best friend because I watched him walk through the wall, and I asked her, did you see that? And she said, watch the guy walk through the wall. And I said, yeah. She said, yeah, it's time for us to go. So we promptly left, and we went across the street and got a good stiff drink, and we came home, and we have not been back to Eastern State since. It wasn't that we were afraid. It wasn't that we were terrified. Nothing ever felt violent or angry. We never felt like we were in danger. It was just these two particular experiences were so vivid and so clear that we kind of were like, okay, maybe it's time for us to just leave well enough alone and go on about our business. So that's my story. I have, like I said, a million one more. So I hope you use it. If you don't, that's fine. Now I have an outlet where I can tell people some of the things that have happened to me.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.